Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Is this the line I called to sign up for my unemployment?
Yes, sir.
Well, look here. Now, I've been trying to sign up for it. But anyway, what I need to do to sign up for it?
You need to know your Social Security. You have to have a Social Security number. You need to know the your employment start. Wait, one moment. You need to know your employment, the last day that you work, your employment start date, the name of your employer, the reason why you're no longer working.
Well, my heart. Yeah. Excuse me, man. I've been out of work here since March of last year because I had the COVID. And I had heart issues. But the company I used for last year, they said that I didn't perform my work because I went to work sick. And but anyway, they denied because of that.
Okay, you had filed unemployment, they denied you.
Yeah, last year when I tried to apply for it, they said, well, she told me I had another job. And I left that job and went to a better paying job. I got sick. I had the COVID. But I got all my medical records. But they denied. They said you were unable to discharge from your most recent modified work with American Concrete. And I went to, they kept rushing me to come back to work. Anyway, I tried to go back to work on the 28th of last month in December, about a month over. But my heart doctor wrote me out a thing Friday, and I was disabled. I couldn't do that work no more. I couldn't work no more. So now I need some assistance where I can have some income coming in so I can be able to get my medicine, pay my bills. So I see what Social Security can do. So if I'm eligible.
Are you trying to file for disability?
Well, they put me on disability. But
you trying to get Social Security?
I'm still behind on all my bills. I'm behind like ASAP. I tried to go get some assistance with my light bill today, but she said I came there last year because I was sick last year, and so I'm neck down.
So are you trying to get Social Security?
Well, they put me in for it, but they said they telling me it's a long process. So I mean, what I'm supposed to do? Just sitting there, I have no money coming in. I'm already behind on all my medicine.
Okay, so by you being denied for unemployment.
Well, they denied me last year, but I didn't get back. I didn't get back with it because I didn't think enough. But I got the letter right here where they denied. But I've been calling in everybody that denied me for everything. But they denied me saying because I didn't perform my work. But like I said, I was sick. I mean, honestly, I was sick.
Yeah. Okay.
They fired.
And you said you still be filing your weekly certifications?
Well, I was, but I quit.
You just thought, okay. Well, you just need to contact the inquiry department because you said you get the denial. But you, so if you've been calling your weekly certifications, what is it saying?
Well, I mean, but that's been there since been on the last year. I mean, I want to redo it.
For November?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're trying to do it for the same job or you're trying to do it for a different job?
No, I had another job. I went to Rangers Environmental. And but to say that, my doctor told me I wasn't able to work. I was safe.
So you want to file for a different job?
Huh?
So you want to file unemployment for a different job?
Well, if I can, I mean, if that's what it takes.
I'm not sure because I don't know what the letter is saying. What you saying, you just keep telling me you got denied. If you got denied, then I won't be able to do it.
Well, not this letter. This letter ain't denied from the job I just left. I tried to go back to work.
Okay, so.
I tried to go back to December.
Can I have your social? So you want to do for a different job?
Yeah, let me try for a different
job. What's your social?
It's 417-985770.
Could you verify your first and last name followed by your date of birth?
Regina Gray, 08-19-1969.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Well, yes, ma'am. I mean,
okay.
But my heart doctor told me.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am. I've been there with my heart, but I ain't never been in there. I tried to
sure. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account.
Yeah, I want a direct deposit. That'd be the case. Yes, ma'am.
Checking or savings.
Okay, but
checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
May I have the routing number and account number, please?
Huh?
Your routing number and your account number to your...
Yeah, I have. Let me get my bill folded. I'm at home, young lady, but hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. What do you need my account number?
Your routing number and your account number.
Okay. My route number is 265-176-339.
That's 265-57. I'm sorry, 265-763-39.
It's 265-176-176.
Okay.
339. Repeat that.
265-176-339.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. May I have the account number, please?
My account number. My account number is going to be 70-119-05-582-25.
119-055.
Hold on. It's 701-19-05-58-225.
701-19-05-58-225. 558-225.
That's it.
Okay, may I have your home address, please? Sorry about that.
It's 4319 Winchester Road, 8 Mile, Alabama, 36613.
Okay, 4319 Winchester Road, 8 Mile, Alabama, 36613. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All righty. Have you worked since the last time you filed? Oh, this is.
I worked, like I say, December. I started this job at that Ranger on December the 28th.
Okay.
My doctor.
So
when
you filed
this job.
I got you. Did you work since the last time you filed? When is the last time you filed?
I filed last year, but I can't remember.
Have you worked since then?
No, I just started this job since then.
So you have worked since the last time you filed?
Right.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Well, not now. No, I'm not. So that might. And I don't see why that should handle a person, especially if he don't work, got money in his account. I don't know. But no, I ain't supposed to be able to work. I just told you that. I don't want shit.
When was the last day you worked?
I worked, what day that was? I don't know.
Remember, I told you to need at least the last day that you worked and when you first started in order to file.
Well, I started on the 28th of December at my last work day. I want to say, let me see, I got it in my folder here, in my medical.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
All right, hold on. Now the tech they say 7/11/22, but that wasn't the last day I worked there.
Say that again.
I do know that, but no, it wasn't the last day I worked. This is the day I received this last check. So, yeah. You got me?
When is the last? I need the last day that you work before I can proceed.
Okay. Well, let me go to my calendar. Hold on. That'll tell. I got that check fried. I was off that. I'm gonna say around about the 3rd. I'm gonna say the 2nd or 3rd of February. That's what I'm gonna say. Yeah. If I worked it that day, but I'm not for sure. But I think that's what it
was. I need a for sure date so you won't get penalized. You don't have a way of contacting an employer, asking when was your last day of work so that
Well, I mean, I do, but they close right now. It's after 5 o'clock. But I want to say around about the 3rd.
Yes, I understand you want to know, you said around about, but I have to have the exact day that you work. Did you clock in, clocked out? I need the exact date. If you're unsure, you'll have to call back on tomorrow, or I can place you on a call back for tomorrow.
Well, you have to. It's hard to get y'all.
Okay.
But I got an appointment. I got an appointment in the morning, so I can go get some assist with my light bill.
I can make sure I have you call back. Around what time would you expect that call back? I'll call you personally myself.
Okay, then. So you need to know the exact date when I left.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay.
I'm writing your name down now, Mr. Reginald Gray. And the last four of your social is 5770. Good contact number.
6-7. You said 6-7, bitch.
I said 5770, the last four of your social.
Okay. You're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
And I'm saving this into the system. We're going to finish later. So when I call you on tomorrow, we're going to pick up where we left off. I'm going to want you to write down a list of everything you need so we can be able to get you out of the performance start, at least try.
Okay.
See what we could do. So your good contact, this best contact number for you, 251-272-6993.
That's correct.
Okay. What's the best time I need to call?
Call me around about 3 tomorrow. 3 o'clock.
Okay. 3 p.m. It'll probably be about 3:15 because I'm going to break at 2. Hang out, I'll break. I come back at 3, so I'll call you around about 3:15.
3:15?
Yes.
All right, I'll be looking for your call. I know you'll call.
Okay. Yes, sir, I will.
I just need some income coming in. I got a big fat card note. I can't do nothing,
I got you. So I'm going to need you to get the day that you last worked, meaning the day you went into the building, clocked in, clocked out. I need that last day. I need the exact start date as well. I would need the
reason. I know I start December 28th. I know I start.
Okay. Yeah. I'm writing it down in my notes. 12, 28, 21. Okay, now we need the end date. So make sure you find out the exact when you start, when the last day that you worked.
The last day I worked. Let me write that down. Hold on.
Down for me.
So you need the last day I worked.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The last day I worked. What else you need?
I would need your employment's contact number.
Okay. The contact number.
To your job, yep. And let's see. For you, that would be it. Yep, that would be it for you.
Okay. All right, then. What's your name?
My name is Trey Mia.
Tracy?
Trey Mia.
Trey Mia.
Mm-hmm. Mia. Trey Mia.
Trey Mia. Okay, Trey Mia. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty name, Trey Mia.
Thank you. Calling you back on tomorrow. But thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a blessed and better day. And I'll get back with you on tomorrow.
You too, girl. You have a blessed day, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.